is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next up, it's Indigenous People's Perspectives with Diane Hill. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, her guest, and what's up for today.
Thanks, Nicole. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Indigenous People's Perspectives. Today, I'm going to have Errol Lawrence back again as my guest. And for those who've been following my show, Errol Lawrence is an Ojibwe healer. He comes from the Kisikuwinin First Nation near Elphinstone, Manitoba. And Errol and his wife, Heather, live in Orillia, Ontario. And Errol has a very, I'm going to say, thriving practice for both at health centers and in his private business at his home, a private clinic that he has run from his home. And so he's very busy in the healing and wellness of not just First Nations people, but anyone who finds their way to Errol and to his door. So I want to welcome back Errol Lawrence for another revisit. We're going to revisit and review the Rife machine and how that's used in sound healing. So Errol, welcome back.
Oh, welcome back. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Errol, we've covered this topic once before, but it was kind of new for me, and I thought it would be new for the audience because I don't hear much about the Rife machine. So I thought I'd bring you back on and we'd take another stab at the topic and just sort of, you know, you've had, since this time, you've also had longer period to use it. So you probably have a lot more to share too, because I think it was fairly new in your life at that time when last we talked. So I'm hoping you have more news to share with the Rife machine. So let's talk about what it is, Errol. How would you describe the Rife machine?
I would describe the Rife machine as a generator box that connected to a laptop. The laptop is then set up in such a way that you download about 180,000 frequencies. These frequencies come from a number of databases. Many of them are country specific, or they are, I guess you would say, an amalgamation of research that has been done. Imagine by the way these things are structured, maybe the university environment or perhaps even private labs, and the company that actually puts out the generator, they are the makers of the software that you use, and they have secured the rights to all of these various frequencies. Inside of the software, you have a database that you can actually search through, and that database can give you options to look at specific diseases. From that database search, you can actually build your own separate program for each individual. Mm-hmm. Now, there are also programs already set up. So some of the programs that are already set up, ready to go out of the box, so to speak, they have for Lyme's disease, they have for Morgellons disease, they have for many cancer protocols, everything already set up, and in which case you would literally run that through the box, and the box has a number of, I would call them attachments. So in one particular type of attachment, we collect DNA samples from people. In most cases, it's actually fingernails. We put them mm-hmm. in a sticker, and that sticker then has a topping, and you put it inside of the box. The logic behind this is that when you run a set of frequencies, the software will generate the frequencies, it'll move through the box will then run the target, which would be the DNA sample that you have, and that person will be the receiver of the programmed frequencies, and they can be located anywhere on Earth. So the DNA acts for each individual, similar to like your cell phone. There's frequencies all the time passing by us, but this is very specific. No two DNA samples are actually the same. So regardless of where this person stands on Earth, they will be able to receive a set of frequencies that we can target the various situations that people find themselves in. So,
yeah.
Essentially,
and I was reading,
this is what it is.
Yeah, that's good, Errol, because suddenly, before I came on the air, I just kind of did a little Google search and did some research on the Rife machine, and it said Rife machines produce low-frequency electromagnetic energy waves, and that these waves are similar to radio waves, and that supporters of this treatment using the Rife machine, which is a frequency or sound treatment, that the Rife machine has no evidence, reliable evidence, that it cures anything. So I just had to chuckle. Sorry for that, because one of the things it says is there's a lot of users of the Rife machine who have chose alternative therapy measures and have used it for the treatment of cancer, but there is no reliable evidence that supports that it actually helps with cancer, but it might make you feel better because you're actively trying to do something for yourself. So I thought that was interesting because it's an American, and then you bring it up because there's an American, it's an American development, eh? It says Royal Raymond Rife developed the Rife machine in the 1920s. He was an American scientist, and he called the machine a Rife frequency generator. So it's producing low energy waves, lower than the waves, the electromagnetic fields that are produced by x-rays and radiotherapy. Those are high energy frequencies, but the Rife machine is a very low energy frequency, which I thought was really important in terms of the treatment of the body, because the body tends to be operating and situated at a low frequency. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. And I think the idea was not to produce a set of frequencies that would actually become, very detrimental to a person's overall state of health and balance. So the use of higher frequency waves, I would say that they probably would have a more adverse effect upon people. So however they've structured this, there seems to be consistency across the nations, because some of the databases are clearly from countries such as Russia, where, they have a number of institutions that have been looking at this for probably as long as Raymond Rife has been looking at all of these things previous to his death. So the interesting part about all of it is the use of these low-frequency waves. And the interesting part about it is that most of the users, those people that we have been working with, they've had degrees of, success without a lot of the negative side effects. Now, I'm thinking if a person is subjecting themselves to high frequency waves, the mm-hmm. types of diagnostic equipment that you find in hospitals, I would think that there's a higher likelihood of accumulation in the body of those waves. And nobody really has any knowledge as to, or at least nothing that they're lending out to people about what are the long-term effects of exposure mm-hmm. to those high-frequency waves. So
well, there must
with the
be
work
some
and the
reason
research that's
why
been done, it's been interesting.
Yeah, there must be some reason why they get you, when I go to the dentist's office and I get an x-rays done on my teeth, that they put this big metal cloak around me before they shoot a picture of my jaw. There must be something that I need protection from if I'm wearing a lead cloak. So, yeah, it makes you wonder. Yeah.
Well, with this, you know, when you open the box, you actually don't have an iron cloak. So I'm going to assume that through the research that's been done, it's a little less intensive as far as, you know, what happens to the body. But the results here are clearly very interesting. I mean, we've had quite a few people come through, and we are now in a position to actually speak about a number of different things that have taken place with respect to treating of autoimmune diseases that have come our way. We've dealt with problems with people come through with the lingering effects of various types of knee injuries. Those things seem to have cleared themselves up. Mobility has returned. So the machinery itself is quite fascinating. The real reason behind the motivation for acquiring this had to do with diabetes. You know, my observations in the health centers over the better part of the last, 16, 17, 18 years, however long I've been cycling through these places, it's just witnessing all the people who have had, you know, loss of limbs. There's been quite, devastating effects to people's organs. There have been, loss of, functions throughout the body. And, you know, I started to ask questions about, you know, what can we do? Because some of these people had been coming forward to do their spiritual work. We've had dramatic improvements from that. But the body just wasn't getting to that next step to be able to take this person into more stability, where something like diabetes could actually, you know, be looked upon as something that has become very stable and stable over a long period of time. So,
yeah,
my
so didn't you,
sense of it was
didn't
that
you
I had
to
ask
make a
for
link?
This help.
Yeah, but so when you asked for the help, weren't you given information, like when we say ask for help, I mean, you're in a meditative process, channeling information. So weren't you given some kind of link to diabetes, linking it to a vaccine? I think I was trying to remember one of your previous teachings that I was sitting
yes.
in. Didn't you get that information or get some insight?
Yes, I received some insight that I needed to direct my attention to what were some of the causes of inflammatory response in the body.
Right.
So what I did was I began to look at, okay, what can actually trigger an inflammatory response in the body? And it was just a general look at things. First thing that came up, heavy metals. And I thought, well, that's odd. Where are these heavy metals coming from? Well, you know, it's easy to see if somebody has, you know, mercury fillings, okay, you can have mercury leaching into the system. Most people,
right.
their municipalities have agreed to things like fluoride in their water, so that's showing up in people's bodies, but also the use of petrochemicals for pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, and then, of course, there's the spraying that goes on with the aerosols that for weather modification. Those things are making their way into people's bodies, and so all of those things were beginning to, and what they were beginning to show is that people were becoming toxic, but toxic by way of things like heavy metals. So that began the process of, okay, well, where else can heavy metals enter the system from? Well, I had no idea until I really started to dig a little deeper and a little deeper. And what I found out were, you know, everybody has been subjected to childhood vaccination programs. So those things, when you look at the ingredient list, not like they're not publishing these things. You can go to the websites down in the United States. They actually list, own ingredients. When you start to look at that, you have things like thimerosal, which is a form of mercury. You have ethyl mercury. You have other derivatives of mercury. But we're starting to see types of metals. So one of them that has been showing up recently has been things like stainless steel. So, you know, it starts to beg the question, where is all of this coming from? And as you begin to search the ingredient list, you begin to notice that there's a combination of, you know, different, I guess, delivery systems. And those systems often require heavy metals to as part of the whole structure of everything. So this began to, you know, piece together parts of, you know, history. So, you know, part of what took place with me at a younger age was observing that there were, you know, real differences between my grandparents, their, you know, friends and the people that they, you know, associated with. They had never gone to the residential schools, and you can see, you know, there was clarity in their eyes. You can actually see that, you know, somebody was there and the lights are on. I'm looking at, you know, those who are, you know, the aunties, uncles, everybody associated with, you know, your sort of family members and stuff. You started looking at all of those people who had come out of the schools, and it's as though somebody shut the lights out. So, you know, nobody ever said what was going on until questions started to get asked. So I started to ask these questions a long time ago. You know, what could you possibly have been exposed to? What was taking place here? And then the strange part was,
so,
I found that my mother was
more
actually
than just
had
the trauma.
A fear of the needles.
because they received, I think, some needles there. Yeah, it is more than just the trauma.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, okay. So what did your mother was afraid of the needles? Because how many needles did
she
get?
She was afraid of needles, and that's what I asked, and she said, "Oh, they were, you know, at the beginning of the school year, and we would get them again in the spring, and there would be sometimes even things happening in between." So this was going on year after year after year that you were in attendance. So when you start to go, okay, wait a second here, let's just be logical about things. We have this older generation standing here. None of them went to these schools. Yeah. Chances are most of them never received any form of a vaccination in their life. Not knocking this stuff. I'm just telling you exactly what's going on. And then we look at these people. Now, they have been administered all of these substances. Clearly, it has had an effect because the light is dim in their eyes. There seems to be a shift in consciousness, which, of course, people can just say, oh, look, this is only the result of trauma. Yes, that's a great way to bury information. But if you don't tell a real story, how are you supposed to get to the bottom of things? So what I noticed was fear of the needles had to have something attached to it. So obviously this fear came by way of actual experience. So, you know, receiving of these needles, some people are deathly afraid of these things. So right there tells you that she was the receiver of medical testing, no consent, because I asked about that. Like, did your parents know this was going on? No. They just tested. I mean, they just trusted what was going on. So there was no question.
Right.
There was no questioning of anything that was taking place. So what you're looking at here then is you had children in an environment where they were, and this has been proven in court, subjected to many abuses. No question that this even took place. The other part of it was this. They were also the subjects of medical testing. Now, you fast forward in all of their lives. Absolutely, it's not spoken about. And so if you leave that critical piece out, then you can't turn and look at the past and go, well, wait a second here. So you mean to say that these people leave school, and within about 15 years of leaving school, most become diabetics, really? So if that's your if this is happening, my question is, is it age-related? No, it can't be, because people here are much older, and they don't have any of these problems going on in their body. We have done work with many of these people for trauma. So they did their trauma work. But wait a second, the body didn't change. There, nothing happened to their body to make them physically better. So now you have to ask the next question. What was administered into this body that was not administered to that previous generation? What were the effects? Why isn't anybody talking about this? So once you start to ask basic questions, you start to form a clearer picture of what's taking place. So all of those people were subjected to the exact same thing, and it would account for the reason why you can go to every single reserve in Canada without question. Every single one of them will be having all of the same problems. So if you look at the people that existed there, your elders didn't have these problems. But the ones that are considered to be your elders today, they are the ones having all the problems. And yet, if you ask, well, what happened to your parents? Well, their parents died in, you know, the 80s, the 90s. They're already long gone. None of them seem to have these problems, or a very, very small percentage. So the only conclusion that you should start to derive from all of this is that something was administered here and not there. So now if something entered the system, what could it be? Was it from the air? Was it from water? Did it come off the land? Was it the food? So everybody else, all things being equal, they were all exposed to the same things there. So something else had to go deeper into the system, and it's easy then to have plausible deniability by simply saying, hey, it's 20 years on. You can't blame this, you know, and say that this is the cause of autoimmune responses in the body. Well, my thing to you would be, how convenient. How convenient that you would stand there and deny that this would have any effect, and yet I could test this person and I would find the presence of dangerous chemicals that shouldn't be in their system, you know, things like polysorbate 20 and polysorbate 80. How about polyethylene glycol? How come in their bodies I can find the presence of, because some of them have done these things where they go get tested for heavy metals. And they have barium, lithium, strontium, 90. They have thimerosal and all, you know, aluminum chloride. What are the odds that other generation did not have these substances?
That's right.
And so
with the Rife machine, you've been able to isolate frequencies for the treatment of these chemicals, these heavy metals, these things you're talking about for a diabetic?
So what we've been doing, so for the diabetics that have stepped forward, when it's only a small crew right now, we have been able to run a terrain protocol, is what they call it, and you begin clearings for heavy metals. And it's an extensive list. Underneath that, there is also the clearing for chemicals, which I thought was really interesting, because I thought, well, why would that be in there? Well, let's go back and say those other substances are also being identified here. And so those chemicals are also being targeted.
And are those chemicals being identified in the fingernail samples that you're taking from people? Is that where you're getting that information?
No. Where the information is coming from is a preset program for doing a detox lasting about 2 weeks. So when I broke the program down, because I just wanted to see, what are you actually targeting in all of this? So as I pulled it apart, I could see the heavy metals, and I can see some really interesting settings in there for chemicals that are known to, you know, harm people and be basically available everywhere. These things cycle throughout the environment.
Oh, okay.
Then the next piece of the puzzle is – you look down past the chemicals, and what do you see? Parasites. Why? Okay, hold on a second here. So now we're also going through parasites, and I thought that was really interesting because, well, how come these parasites suddenly have a stranglehold on a lot of people? How come all of this is taking place? Well, there has to be
good question.
A weakening of the immune system, creating, you know, opportunities for opportunistic type of either pathogens, viruses, parasites that are existing in our environment. And this is indeed the case. So what also started to happen in digging through things was that there was an indication that you should also pay attention to parasites. Okay, what about these parasites? Why is this happening? Why is our immune system weakened to the point where we actually can't defend ourselves against some very basic level of parasites? Something has degraded the system. That's what's actually taking place. So as you start to go through this pre-made protocol for clearing of people, it's so interesting that they actually target vital organs as having parasites in them, your, you know, intestinal tract, and clearing for things appearing in the blood as well. So there, you know, all of these things aren't being, you know, created for no apparent reason. I think it's sort of come to be expected that whoever's conducting this research has been allowed to explore the ideas of what could be degrading the human system. And, of course, the first clearing is heavy metals. Okay, so what these researchers are basically saying is that everybody seems to be filled with all sorts of heavy metals. Now, what would these heavy metals do? Well, these heavy metals would impair the function of things like brain function. So there's your cognition issues that you see with people. You know, they would affect things like your the functioning of vital organs. They would infect things like the functioning of your gut and the lining and all the way through that entire system. So when you look at what's happening to people, I would say that these researchers obviously have more knowledge than they're actually being questioned about in public, because why would they have included all of these things? Now let's take a look at what I see.
You mean
included?
Yeah, hold on for a minute. But you mean included in these pre-programmed?
Yeah. So they're actually putting.
Why did they program it? Is that what you're saying? Okay, I think I'm following
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Yeah, so it appears that they must have more information to work with than the average person. Why would you be...
Otherwise, why program it?
Exactly. Why are you all putting together these programs that look very similar? But here's the other thing. As an observer going into the health centers, I might have a diabetic come into the room. They're saying, well, you know, I went to the residential schools. I was part of maybe the 60 scoop, and we would do the trauma work that was involved. And then they would say, okay, well, can we now look at some of my physical problems that are taking place? And I, you know, just through observation, you can see their body is inflamed. So if the body is inflamed, what is the trigger? Why is this happening? How come all the men, how come their gut is out, you know, way out in front, looking almost unnatural?
Mm-hmm.
How come, you know, and then the women, of course, they have it there as well, but they have it also in other places. Look at what's happening in their joints. Look at what's happening to their knees. Look at what's happening to various functions of the body. And what you begin to find out is that there are substances contained in the body that are contributing to the inflammatory responses that are taking place. And if we want to really be able to solve some of these problems, we have to get away from the idea of a maintenance program, which, you know, you explained that it's true. They're just putting people, diabetic specific, on a maintenance program. Well, that's not a solution.
Right.
And if you would administer the same pharmaceutical set of drugs to people over a prolonged period of time, those people become toxic. Now they're losing limbs.
Yeah, my brother died that
way,
actually.
Now they're having organs removed.
So well, he didn't have organs removed, but he died from a diabetic related, they call it diabetes complication. So he died from a pneumonia, a pneumonia sepsis. So sepsis being the poison, eh? He was toxic in his body.
Indeed. And so you can look at people's habits, but there are enough people who are coming into these health centers who have actually made incredible life changes, and they did it, you know, some of them 2 decades ago. They eat really well. They're well hydrated. They take vitamins, and yet the same thing is going on. So if this is going on and their good habits are only keeping them in a level of stability for periods of time, then we have to start asking better questions. And it's, you know, it's our responsibility to start asking, you know, what happened to you previous? What have you been putting into your body? What has been lingering there? And what is triggering inflammatory response? Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Things like diabetes get a little suspicious because, you know, when I work with them, I can introduce them to an advanced system, your innate. We can go through a list of heavy metals, and through my process, we can detox some of these people. Now, the next piece of that puzzle then is we rid them of dangerous chemicals. We rid them already of the heavy metals, yet they're still having inflammatory
mm-hmm.
response. Okay,
and
well,
so
now
you're ridding them. Yeah, but you're ridding them of those other first steps that you mentioned there. You're using, how are you ridding them? How are you getting, you're using the Rife machine, right? Are you not? To help them get rid of these heavy metals?
No, because the Rife machine never existed in my possession until, you know, the last 8 months. So previous to that, what I did was I would connect them to their advanced system called Innate, work through Innate. And I would, you know, over the years, building a list of known heavy metals, and we would detox
right.
those from the body using Innate to actually perform that function. Then we would go
okay,
to a list
preferred.
Of,
okay.
Yes, and so we would use Innate to go to the next level, which was dangerous chemicals. So I built
right.
a list. We would detox those out of the body, and yet they're still having inflammatory response. And now, you know, I have to ask myself, what's the trigger now? Where, because we got rid of the metals, we got rid of the dangerous chemicals. What are we missing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some things that have come up are live bacteria, and we have some live viruses. We also have things that constantly come up, which is parasite. And one of the things that always shows up with the diabetics is parasite. My issue has been, where is it? Where is this thing located? What type of parasite? And under what conditions did this enter the body? So
yeah,
this is
exactly.
where...
Good question.
Yeah, it's taken time to work through Innate to, you know, build a list of the various things that we need to address. Now, where the Rife machine comes in is that we now have this ability to say, okay, we've done our work, we've brought in Innate, we got rid of heavy metals, we got rid of dangerous chemicals. I only have a small list of known parasites. Those seem to have left your body. Now we have to take this a step further, and let's use the Rife machine. Let's introduce this, and let's see what kind of details we can find in this 180,000 known frequencies to see if we can find matches for the ingredient lists for childhood vaccines. So it was interesting. I had to do a search recently for somebody, and what we found were listings for things like diphtheria, measles, mumps, rubella. They're in the database. So I thought, you know what, this is going to be a really interesting experiment. I asked them if they would agree to me building a program and then administering this program, and just to see if the effect is what I think will happen, which will be that their, you know, that their sugars become stable, they have less of the these fluctuations and they begin to move themselves in a different direction. So this is where we're at. We're at that place where the people are starting to step forward, and I'm insisting that they do the spiritual work parts first, if they can. If
first,
not,
yeah.
they'll, you know, just, yeah, if they, if let's just say they're not open to it. Let's
yeah.
just work with this machine and let's see what happens. You haven't done any trauma work. You haven't, you know, looked at bad habits, those type of things. But let's just see what happens. Does these series of protocols change a person's biology? Does it create states of stability? The only way we're bringing that out is by doing exactly what we're doing and have the people
mm-hmm.
come forward and then test it on them. What we're finding out is we're having effects that appear to be actually quite a bit surprising. We're having more success than I gave credit for. I thought, yeah, you know, this is all interesting, but let's see what you really can do, because the rubber needs to meet the road here. And it has. And what we're starting to find out is that things are happening of a very positive nature. Not saying that the Rife machine is going to be
mm-hmm.
the cure-all for everything, because as I stated earlier, you still need to clear up your patterns of thought and your emotional charges, your history and your trauma.
Mm-hmm.
These things absolutely contributing factors, but are they triggering inflammatory response in the body? The answer is, I doubt it. So
mm-hmm.
if those traumas aren't triggering inflammatory response in the body, well, then I guess we're going to have to say that the trauma that the people received in the residential schools has to be taken off the table at this point. Because my experience
so now we're...
is that those traumas are not triggering inflammatory response in that body.
You're saying it's a chemical, it's a needle, it's the experiments they did that's
100%.
That's left.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And now I can focus there. Let's see if we can detoxify people using this machine. Let's
mm-hmm.
see what happens.
Right.
Let's
yeah.
detox heavy metals, plastic particulates, chemical substances, parasites. And let's see what happens when we begin to remove these things. Now,
mm-hmm.
the other aspect of it, you know, comes down to, can you be creative? So to be creative means to ask people a lot of questions. And to the best of their ability, people are trying to give the most accurate information about what they, you know, believe was administered into their system. We can go back,
mm-hmm.
look through the database, find as many matches as we can, build the program, and let's see what happens, because this is the stage where we're at, where people are now beginning to get more sophisticated programs that, you know, required me to really think out of the box, go look at the websites that the Centers for Disease Control puts out, where they list known ingredients. Let's target these things for clearing using the Rife machine specific. And we're starting to see that it's having an effect on people. So the only way
wow.
that we could take this to the next level is we have these people report back to us, hey, guess what? There's been a positive change. Remember I said I was fluctuating, I was climbing too high, I couldn't get the numbers back, I overlifted my diet, I had a lot of things not working in my favor. And then all of a sudden those things start to calm down. Go, okay,
mm-hmm.
this is now moving itself in the right direction. So I'm also looking at what's in your blood, what could be stored in your body, in, say, fatty parts of the body, what type of things
yeah.
can reside there, and what is beginning to appear in the things that I'm digging up is that there's a lot of metals that are actually showing up in the fatty layers. So if these things are present, then You know, we have to start asking the questions. How did this stuff get into your body, and how did it begin to, lodge itself in the various places that it has? Where did the body mm-hmm. become weakened? And when did these parasites become a thing anyway? Like, when did this happen? So we're starting to see that if we can be creative, look at the history, truthful that
yes.
these things are in your body, because, you know, you look at, okay, what is it that they're telling, what they were telling the people back in the 70s? What were they telling the people back in the 80s? What are they telling them in the 60s? You need it as a, you know, immunization, list that you had to sort of have all of these things to, I don't know, go to school or do whatever. So
yeah.
that information's out there. So now we can begin to look at what are the ingredients. Let's target those things, because if they know that they had taken these things and they have, say, living aspects still left behind. So some of the living aspects could be, say, a living bacteria of – absolutely. And those things now existing in the body, they begin to take over when there's weakened states. So now
yeah.
we're starting to get as creative as we can. Let's look at all the known causes. So I'm also starting to include things like pesticides. What are mm-hmm. known pesticides that could, you know, easily be ingested by all of us? What are we going to do to look at what's in our water? Well, let's just have an idea of what's allowable. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's include those things.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, because
let's
nobody's
see what happens.
Growing their own, because nobody's growing their own food and nobody's taking care of their own water source or supply. It's all kind of become public, and you buy from the markets and you buy from the farmers, and like it's separate from the individual the way it used to be with those elders you were talking about who grew their own food and had their own wells. Very different from the
they
way
absolutely
that
did have all of those
live.
Things. So
yeah.
even going to my grandmother's, they had a massive garden, and that garden was sustaining the entire family. So those
mm-hmm.
people ate right from the backyard. So the
yeah.
you know the journey
yeah.
of that food
like that.
Was from the backyard right to the kitchen. So that means
yeah, exactly.
that you were being exposed to everything in that known geography. Today, you don't know where your food is grown. You have no idea what chemicals
yeah.
are, you know, poured onto them. You don't know the journey that they're making to get from that location to where you are. And you don't know what is the grade of that soil. What
yeah.
you know, how
yeah.
healthy was this water? You have no
yeah,
idea.
Good point.
Now we see
or,
all of these people, they're sick. Now
yeah.
what are we going to do about this? Oh, well,
mm-hmm.
you know, that person's sick because, you know, they have poor eating habits. That's turning out to be not as truthful an explanation. That's rather convenient because many of these people who, you know, become diabetics actually shift their entire diet, maybe even make a shift in lifestyle. To those who don't, yeah, we know what happens to them. They generally die of complications at a very young age. The others
mm-hmm,
who have been living
true.
This with this for a very long time, I've made a point of asking them very specifically, when you were younger, did you receive childhood vaccines?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, of course. Who didn't? When did your problems
that
start?
Is,
and in many
makes sense.
Yeah. And
yeah.
See, the issue has been that there's this plausible deniability that everybody has been hiding behind. So you don't want to be truthful. You don't want to be truthful of what's in your water. You don't want to be truthful with what you spray on food. You don't want to be truthful with the aerosols you spray in the sky as weather modification. You don't even want to be truthful as to what has been administered into the human body. So if you can't
mm-hmm.
be truthful anywhere along the line, well, then somebody needs to step up and start asking some real questions, because obviously somebody is not interested in telling the truth, as segments of our society just openly deny any links between A and B. Well, here's the problem. You too, who sits there in denial of everything, you're going to be sick too, and you should know it's coming. So you can deny, but your time is coming, and you should know that you too are as toxic as everybody else. So it's a question of genetics at this point. Are you going to be able to sustain what's coming your direction?
Yeah, that's true. Like the people who are behind kind of the regulations and they put up the blocks, for people to try out their own natural ways of living or natural therapies and things. And those people who put up those blockages for others to practice a more natural way of living, they don't realize that they too are, like you said, going to be sick by their own choices, their own protocols that they hold to in place.
Absolutely. One of the fascinating things I noticed in Rife, and I only did the search because somebody brought it to my attention, was how come you didn't include electromagnetic frequencies? I went, you know what? Just an oversight on my part. Thank you very much for even bringing that up. So now I'm also looking at those things. Can you clear EMF frequencies, things like your Wi-Fi, what your phone gives off? Can we clear these? The answer is yes, we can. And these things do exist in the machine.
Because it said Rife and his supporters saw that all medical conditions do have electromagnetic frequencies. So Rife treatment went the opposite way.
And now this is what has been landing right here in my lap for me to explore. You know, I posed these questions as much as 2 years ago, and then all of a sudden the answer showed up in the most unusual way. Here is something to look at, and it can be added to what you're doing. So when I have to be realistic about things, if I do spiritual work on people and they have a dramatic and sudden change in the way they think, act, feel, and the choices that they make, then I've done my job. If we're working on parts of the body, and the body is also seeing improvements but has sort of run into a place where it can't go beyond. Well, now we have to start investigating what's standing in the way here of being able to end the inflammatory responses that are happening in this person's body. And until we get to answer those questions, we're not going to see the end of, you know, the amount of diabetes we see, the amount of things like lupus and Raynaud's disease, autoimmune responses. Because here's the logic behind it. How could somebody have an autoimmune response when the body is coded with a very specific program that says survival at all costs? So why would the body attack itself? There's no logic to these descriptions. These are flimsy arguments based upon, you know, not wanting to deal with any actual problems. So if I'm going to be
they make the body itself
doing the kind
to
of work
be the bad guy
percent and say, well, why don't we just blame the body? Body is bad and body is not intelligent.
And body's attacking itself. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. And yet it's coded with a spiritual program that says survival at all costs. So to tell me that this body is suddenly turning on itself, this is just, you know, really faulty thinking. So somebody is literally just putting information out there to stymie people so that they won't look. Well, folks, we have enough sick people in our society. We need to ask questions. And then if we don't get the answers to those questions, we need to dig for a solution. The solution that came my way is this machine that would then help me take the people to the next place where the spiritual healing ended and yet they're not at 100%. We have to cover that gap. Well, in this case, the technology will help do that. It will help me to be able to build creative programs that will address the inflammatory triggers in the body. And it will also help to target the parasitic activity that's taking place in the physical body, the, you know, chemical accumulation in the body, the accumulation of metals in the body that we can't necessarily all get out. If we do this, we're going to start to see that change can happen, that we can actually have the opportunity to reverse these effects. And when you combine the deep treatments that I give to people, then we will be able to actually have, you know, a combination of things to offer people where we get them so far along that it's life-altering already to do your spiritual work, but life-altering when your body is brought back to a state of health, wellness, and balance. And this is what everybody who's doing healing work is actually after. So if we're going to be after this, this will be part of my exploration of how we actually get there. I'm a big proponent of this machine because I'm seeing very good results. I'm looking at people who have done their work as well and just can't get to that next step. And then that next step is right there. And because we ran the protocols on them, change happened. And when you look at the combination of those two things, you say to yourself, my goodness, we sometimes require the use of technologies in order to advance things that we're doing. Well, this is a prime example of that. We have an opportunity to use a machine that's practically 100 years old on planet Earth, and we have to use it in a creative way, and we have to go and address the things that everybody wishes to dance around. When we are able to do that, we're going to trigger some of the very first responses out there that look like a person is actually truly healed. We're going to look at the possibilities of longevity. Now, here's an interesting part. There are some people who will not do their spiritual work. So what I did with those people was I found programs for things like there's a six-hour program in this Rife machine for what amounts to stinky thinking, erasing negative thoughts. I think that's
negative,
what it's called. I run that on people, and I let them know, hey, by the way, today was the last day on, you know, all the clearings. What I want to do is now run this on you, and let's see what happens. So I've run this, and I'm getting feedback from people. So they're actually saying, you know, I had – the first time that you ran it, I at first didn't notice anything, but then I would have interactions with people and started to notice that I wasn't acting the same way, or I wasn't thinking about that person in a particular way that, you know, looked very negative. So that program is having success. And we're starting to notice that if we add that program in, so now we're not just detoxing the metals and the parasites and, you know, the chemistry and plastics and that sort of thing. We're actually adding in clearing of negative thoughts. We're also running addiction programs on people. And the reason is most people have some form of an addiction of one kind or another, but those who don't, it's in your DNA. You all have aunts, uncles, cousins that are suffering. So why don't we see what effect that will have on you as well? So these are the types of things that I'm experimenting with right now.
And it certainly is not going to hurt, Errol, anything that you're doing there, which is using a Rife machine, which is a sound machine, essentially. It's putting sound healing into another package called the Rife machine. And so you're just running the same kind of frequency that's needed to cancel and clear a condition, a specific condition. And so even though all the, you know, the people say, oh, it hasn't been researched, there isn't any study on it, you're just wasting your money, you know, people who say that you know, are really not, like, they're not helpful. They're not supporting people's desire to get well, to look at other alternatives, to help themselves in some ways, right? And so I think what you're doing is brilliant. I think, you know, you yet again, my friend, your mind works is questioning for solutions. And so you're coming up with some solutions, and obviously you're having some really good results from what you're, you know, the treatments that you've designed. And I know you had excellent results with the spiritual treatment, and now you've added this component of the Rife machine. And I would just say, good for you. Keep going. You know, you're getting the results that you want to see, and you didn't even expect them. You said, like, you didn't start off, you didn't know what you were going to see, but then you saw positive results. So I would say, keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best part about it is that it has actually reversed a lot of things that were taking place in my own body. And so using the machine on myself, using it on Heather, it has made a tremendous amount of difference. In fact, we had a situation where Heather had a notification of a potential diabetic markers coming up, and we ran all of the same protocols we would for anybody else. Guess what? Next, about 2 months later, she had all the results back in, and her phone call was very short and sweet. Said, "Oh, by the way, you don't have diabetes. Go about your day." And we were actually really pleased, because we said, "Okay,
yeah,
let's write down every single thing we ran on you, because I'm going to use that on other people."
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good news for your wife, Heather, and you know, she's going to get extra years from this, obviously, right, because diabetes does shorten your... I just want to thank you, Errol, for coming on and being so direct and being so clear on what you are doing there and what you've discovered, because I think the show, if people are listening, it's going to be able to help them have another perspective. And that's what we're talking about. That's what the show is about, Indigenous people's perspective, and helping other people to maybe think outside the box and think a little further and, you know, aim and target themselves towards solutions in the way that you're showing us and the way that you're taking the lead. So I'm going to have to end this program right now, Errol, but this was excellent. This was very good conversation this time. I was left kind of hanging from the first round, and this is far more clearer now as to what you're doing and what are the possibilities for, you know, supplementing things to your successful practice. So thanks for coming on and being so clear
and welcome.
Direct. Yeah, I think we'll end it here.
Thank you for having me, and excellent. And, you know, again, if you have anything else you want to bring up in the future, please do let me know, and I'd be more than happy to entertain those things. So once again, thank you for having me on.
All right. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.